This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's Report on the hard problems of integrating culture into social change. Jagrati Bahani is a community organizer I know in London who I've talked to about our organizing in Nairobi, where she has family. I posted on my Facebook page that I was rolling through Lake Village, Arkansas, between Little Rock and New Orleans, and stopped by to help set up the KBF-sponsored Oxbow Jazz and Gospel Festival in Lake Chico State Park outside of Lake Village, Arkansas. KBF's John Kane and Robert Griffith were the organizers, and I was a helper along with some other volunteers. First group was blowing the leaves off the trees on a beautiful day at a beautiful site as I left. She commented, "You have time to absorb culture, Wade Rathke? Wish I was there." I glibly responded something about being KBF's station manager, so it was part of the job, essentially, but Sister Jag has a point. It's not easy to connect culture to the work of organizing. Part of it, plainly and simply, has to do with sustainability. And KBF's partnership with Arkansas Lake Chico State Park is a good example of the pleasures and pitfalls. The park is a great facility in southern Arkansas, closer to Louisiana than anywhere else, and in the very outer range of KBF's 100,000-watt signal. The park people wanted to encourage visitors and show off their improvements, so we're donating the pavilion and some other services. Putting on a jazz and gospel two-day festival is great for the audience and players, though, but heck on the organizers. The park would be ahead, and the local school system was getting 40% of the ticket sales to buy musical instruments for their students, so that was good. The sheriff was supposed to be getting the permit for beer, but he dropped the ball and filed too late, so much for that. Food vendors and sound people were coming from distances and could hardly find the park, 8 miles from the 2,200-person town of Lake Village. It's all good. To have a shot, Kane and Griffith had raised $10,000 through another one of the DJ's connections to some small foundation. All of us will be lucky to break even, though, and that doesn't count the real issue, which is how to get a crowd out to the venue, swaying to the great music with their hands in the air. Culture takes hard organizing, just like social change does. Maybe that's the real issue, Jagrati. All you can do is your best. At our new building, we have a driveway, which will end up being the entranceway to Fairgrind's Coffee House on St. Claude, once we finally get all the state, fire, and health people to give their blessings. There's a 9-foot wall that runs 50 feet from the street to the patio area. How about a mural that symbolizes all of this to Nate Butler with Local 100 ask? A friend of hers recommended Danye Brissonette, a young, talented muralist from Montreal, Canada, with a great sense of color, politics, and adventure, so we made a good deal all around. The first panel has now gone up. We're working with a serious artist. I understand it's meant to convey the forces aligned against us in the fight for justice and power. It'll be interesting to see this develop, but it's a buckle the seatbelt and hope for the best proposition. Will people run into the building and the coffee house or run away from it once it's done? What do a bunch of organizers know about art? We know what we like, but... So yes, Jag, we do absorb culture, and we try to integrate it into the work, but it's not easy, and too often it's not sustainable except on the margins when we find artists as scrappy and committed as organizers. But speaking of culture and KBF and all of its music, we'll let Bruce Springsteen, somebody we do understand a bit better than most, and his song Jack of All Trades summarize the problem and our notion that we have to stand steady and tall in the face of it, just as Denier's mural is symbolizing. The banker man grows fat, the working man grows thin. It's all happened before, it'll happen again. It's all happened again, yeah, they'll bet your life. I'm a jack of all trades, darling, we'll be all right. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.